Good morning again. Today our words for reflection are from Irma Bombeck. If life is a bowl of cherries, what am I doing in the pits? And this selection is called Beauty, and it's a short piece she wrote about her mother. According to her heightened weight on the insurance chart, she should be a guard for the Lakers. She has iron-starved blood, one shoulder is lower than the other, and she bites her fingernails. She is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. She should be. She's worked on that body and face for more than 60 years. The process for that kind of beauty can't be rushed. The wrinkles in the face have been earned, one at a time. The stubborn one around the lips that deepened with every no. The thin ones on the forehead that mysteriously appeared when her first child was born. The eyes are protected by glass now, but you can still see the perma-crinkles around them. Young eyes are darting and fleeting. These are mature eyes that reflect a lifetime. Eyes that have been glistened with pride, filled with tears of sorrow, snapped in anger, and burned from loss of sleep. They are now direct and penetrating and look at you when you speak. The bulges are classic. They develop slowly from babies too sleepy to walk who had to be carried home from grandma's grocery bags lugged from the car, ashes carried out of the basement while her husband was at war. Now they are fed by a minimum of activity, a full refrigerator and TV bins. The extra chin is custom grown and takes years to perfect. Sometimes you can only see it from the sides, but it's there. Pampered women don't have an extra chin. They cream them away or pat the muscles until they become firm. But this chin has always been there, supporting a nodding head that has slept in a chair all night, bent over knitting, praying. The legs are still shapely, but the step is slower. They ran too often for the bus, stood a little too long when she clerked in the department store, got beat up while teaching her daughter how to ride a two-wheeler. They're purple at the back of the knees. The hands, they're small and veined and have been dumped, dipped, shook, patted, wrung, caught in doors, splintered, dyed, bitten, and blistered. But you can't help but be impressed when you see the ring finger that has shrunk from years of wearing the same wedding ring. It takes time and much more to diminish a finger. I looked at Mother long and hard the other day and said, "Mom, I have never seen you so beautiful. I work at it," she snapped. If you could take a few moments to think about that in silent reflection. The mystery is that we are connected even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes up the many one, so may it be.